Yeah, in a bank barn, we could drive practically in the hay mow, you know, we could drive right up in there.
Oh, I see.
And
any other farmers around your neighborhood to use that, you know, where they can?
Yes, where they had some of their barns, that is, it weren't bank, it was just built a second story, you know, they'd call them lofts. But ours, I suppose the reason we didn't call ours a loft, because we could drive up in there, see?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, my grandfather's farm, his barn, he had three levels. He had the level for the animals, where the line came up here, and you drove down, kind of down a hill down
mm-hmm.
here, and you could drive in great big doors here, and you got into the stable area here. But then there was, this was up at a higher level here, this barn, the lane was up at a higher level, and it drove up a little bit here. And you had, great big doors here that you could drive a wagon in.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the second level.
And then you had a loft.
And then there was a loft on top of that back here.
Yeah. So he was built, he had a bank barn on the hill.
Yeah.
We had a bank barn on level ground, but the hill had to be made.
I see.
Now, this barn here, if you wanted to back a wagon out, you could just back her out. Now, this one here, you was up there, see, and had to come down the hill.
Yeah.
So you had to get good enough when you run that wagon out of the barn to follow that tongue around down just a certain place and give her a whirl sideways to make that turn and turn the wagon around so it wouldn't run over the fences.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, speaking of fences, what kind of fences did you have?
Well, in the early days, we had picket fences and rail fences. Later on, of course, we got into the wire fence business.
Mm-hmm.
And
Different
kind of wire fences. It was usually the regular farm fence, you know, number 9 wire, and
uh-huh.
number 6 days.
Or if they had pricks on them, so.
No, they were smooth.
Uh-huh.
They were smooth.
Anybody ever have the real kind?
Well, and on top of them, they put the barbed wire. On top of the fence, they'd be one or two strands of barbed wire, so the stalk wouldn't ride them down. Maybe I should say mash them down, but it's all about riding the fence down.
Uh-huh. What did you call the uprights? On the
standards?
Uh-huh.
We always call them standards.
Standards.
Mm-hmm.
And call them posts.
Yeah. Oh, you mean in the fences?
Yeah.
No, we call them posts.
Uh-huh. Well, what were the uprights? What were
the uprights was on the hay ladders to the wagons.
Oh, I see.
That's where they
uh-huh.
turned up in front and behind to keep
yeah.
the hay from falling on the horses or off the wagon. We call them uprights.
Uh-huh.
And some of them call them standards, but we always call them uprights.
Well, did you always use wood materials of some kind for separating one field from another? Or?
Oh, you mean rails?
Yeah. What I mean is, do you ever use
board
stone,
fence?
Stone or rock? Or
no, we never had any like that much stone in this country.
Uh-huh.
In fact, our farm is 4 miles, 3/4 south. Well, four starts 4 miles south of town, and there's very few rock on that place. In fact, I don't believe there's over 7 or 8 big rocks that you have to look for in the whole place.
Hmm.
And,
well, that's sure a lot different from farther east.
Oh, yeah, rocks over there.
Uh-huh.
So and south, they make rock fences. See?
Yeah.
You've seen that. We're very fortunate to be in a locality where they haven't got those rocks.
Mm-hmm.
But they're hard on tools.
I suppose you didn't have any such thing as a, let's see, what did they call it?